Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us. You may know that the city of Johannesburg has now got a speaker. We spoke to Dada Morero, who is the new mayor, on Monday, because he was sworn in a couple of days ago. And you will also remember that we had been speaking to various stakeholders, the first being Action SA, who told us a few weeks ago that they had been speaking to the ANC. They had changed their mind as a political party. Their policy position has changed, that they will now engage with ANC. A lot of you, I remember, were absolutely shocked by that, because everybody's saying, do you remember what Herman Mashaba had said about the ANC? But now we're here, and they had promised us that they had gone into discussions and talks, and they are going to start working together. It took some time until we got to the point where they actually did forward Dada Morero as a name. And Dada Morero is now the mayor of Johannesburg. We were also waiting to see whether their demand to get the speaker, being an Action SA speaker, was going to be heeded. What did happen as well is that DA actually themselves had a name that they had put forward today. Their name was not successful, but they did nonetheless. On the line with us is DA Joburg caucus leader Belinda Ekazonjoku. Thank you so much for making time for us, MMC, and thank you for agreeing to talk to us.
Good evening, Pamela, and good evening to the listeners.
So you today, I'm not sure when you decided, the last time we had spoken, you had said as the DA, you really hadn't made up your mind and hadn't come up with decisions about what you're going to do. You were still going to have meetings. The decision to forward a name for the speaker today, when did that come about, and how confident were you that you were going to get support for your name, for your candidate?
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Pamela. In fact, we had quite a bit of discussions with our leadership, and we had a caucus meeting late last night. Okay. I'm sure if you recall, we initially, in the previous meeting, we put in a motion without notice to dissolve the council.
Yes.
When that had then failed, we said, because we're a party of solutions and we want to offer the residents an alternative as well, we put up candidates. We did it last week for the mayor, and yep, this week for the speaker as well. Mm. And the reason why we did that is we want residents to also see that their representatives, what we are offering, mm-hmm, the candidate, especially for the speaker today, who is a third-term councillor, who was in the executive and in the legislature, and to give the residents an opportunity to see how their their respected representatives are making decisions, yep, in the council. We had full confidence in Councillor Sifumba, because some of the councillors in the council have worked with her from different political parties. Mm.
Councillor, just maybe give us her credentials for those who don't know, so that you know it backs up exactly what you're saying, the calibre of this candidate that you had put forward.
Yeah. Firstly, Councillor Sifumba is a third-term councillor in the city of Joburg. She's the former MMC of Community Development in the city of Joburg. In fact, she served under Herman Mashaba, and also she was also the former chairperson of the Section 79 Committee for Community Development, and she's currently, obviously, the DA caucus chairperson from the political side of things. So it's somebody that understands not only how the executive works, but also how the legislature works. In fact, at one point, she was also an acting mayor at some point to stand in for one of the mayors. Mm-hmm. And I think it was under Herman Mashaba. So she's got a very good grasp of how both sides of the government in the city of Joburg work. Mm.
You held your meeting yesterday and came up with this decision to advance her name as a candidate. Mm. Did you lobby any other political parties? And I ask that because you do have what we would call, from a national level, good friends, IFP maybe being one of them, and the like. Did you try and lobby some of those?
Remember, we don't have any coalition agreement in the city of Johannesburg. Yeah. So what we do normally, if it's an issue of items in council, we engage with other political parties. Last night, when we finally finalized and we got approval from our federal executive, we did inform the other parties that we are putting a candidate forward. This morning, we put it out publicly, and we wanted people to use their conscience to decide based on the caliber of candidate we're putting through. And that is why we made it clear where she, what she did and where she is. But we didn't go about lobbying as such, because we made a public call to people, even though we informed some of the councillors, some of the other parties last night already, that we are pushing forward a candidate.
But Councillor Ekozonjoko, you know this is politics, and you know this is a great candidate. You've just given us her credentials, and she's got quite a number, as you said, 3 terms in council. This would be somebody who, I suppose, if you had lobbied, would have gotten great support. And don't you think you needed more time to do that? Don't you think you should have maybe gotten to that decision beforehand, before yesterday, last night, being quite late?
Not really, because there's a lot of internal processes that has to happen before we even get to the nomination internally from a DA perspective. I just want to take you back, Temelo, 2021. We never thought that Dr. Palazzo would become the executive mayor of the city of Joburg. Mm. And parties were not necessarily lobbied as well. And because it's a secret ballot, you can put out a public call and let people vote with their conscience to decide, look at the caliber of the candidate. And that is what we relied on, that it's a secret ballot. She's built good relationships with people. Mm. And we wanted people to really represent their residents, saying this is a candidate that has the requisite experience, and put it in that secret ballot. Mm. And obviously we have seen a different outcome.
All right. I really appreciate you giving us your time, DA Joburg Caucus Leader in the city of Johannesburg, Belinda Ekozonjoko, and listening into that conversation, Action SA Gauteng Chairperson, Funzi Ngubeni. Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Ngubeni. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pumelo, and good evening to the Bomkaya there.
Action SA must be absolutely elated. You have bagged this position of speaker in the city of Johannesburg. You did promise that this is what you're gunning for. And what's the mood like in the party?
Thank you very much. And we want to congratulate Councillor Nobu Chemtembu. In the party, if you ask the mood, we are very happy. We are very happy that what started as a conversation between us and the ANC and setting some conditions, for each other, we have managed to really achieve some of them. And today was one of those milestones. But there's more work to be done now. There's a lot of work that needs to be done, and we are going to now get into work. And Councillor Nobu Chemtembu, she's ready, and she's already waiting to really work for the residents of Johannesburg.
She's obviously a caucus leader in the city of Johannesburg. Just give us more of her credentials, just so that people have a sense of who it is that we're talking about here.
We're talking about, as you correctly say, our caucus leader for the city of Johannesburg. She has been a councillor in the city since the 2021 elections. She has not been in politics before then. She's someone that was very concerned about the trajectory of of our country, and decided to leave the private sector to come and join Action SA, and she's growing. She's an activist at heart, one that that always advocates for women's rights and equality. She's got a BA in taxation, and as I said, she comes from the private sector, and she took a risk to say, let me go and and serve the residents of Johannesburg and leave my comfort zone in the private sector. And she has been doing quite well. I mean, as a caucus leader, she's been leading from the front. You know, there's so many things that have been happening in the city, which she has been, you know, leading in terms of highlighting them and exposing them. You know, I think if you remember the Usindi Sofia, mm-hmm. you know, she has been really, you know, exposing some of the inefficiencies that has been happening there as well. She's been doing site visits at the Bree Street explosion. You know, she was considered by the previous speaker in council for really raising sharply the issue of the water crisis. Mm-hmm. You know, to the point that she had to be told to leave council, leave the chamber, because she really was advocating and in a robust way to say the city needs to take the residents seriously. At that time, there were residents you know, outside of the chamber wanting answers from the mayor, and the mayor was not prepared to go and address them, you know. So this is an individual who's really committed to the who really works extremely hard and put the interest of the residents you know, ahead of anything. We're looking forward to her really, you know, leading that office of the speaker, leading all the councillors that are doing oversight in Section 79 committees, uniting all the councillors in the chamber, including, you know, those that really vote for her today, and ensuring that they all focus on the work that is ahead of them.
She made mention of the fact that she's not going to be a speaker of some councillors, but the speaker of all council members. And I think that was quite important because, as you said, you know, she's been quite vocal. She's been an activist, including, you know, lobbying for all of us to try and get rid of the surcharge. Of course, we know that's not going to happen now. But the point I'm making is that she's been quite strong as a voice of the residents of the city. But she's now a speaker, which is a very different role. You know, one expects her to be quite balanced and fair and the like. Are you confident that with this alliance partnership, and I'm not sure whether you formalize this alliance partnership because we haven't spoken since, but are you confident that the city will stabilize and we will not be seeing another motion of no confidence? How secure are you in that relationship with the ANC?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, Kimelo, you can never guarantee anything in this world, but we have been having really, you know, intense engagement with the ANC and showing each other's commitment into really stabilizing the city. There is a lot of interest from their side on wanting to see this turn through and, you know, without any disruptions. And there's really also a willingness to fix their mistakes and really be on the straight and narrow in terms of you know, governance issues, in terms of dealing with corruption, in terms of ensuring that you know, officials do what they're supposed to do, and politicians you know, show political will in terms of resolving you know, issues of communities. So we have been really impressed with how they've you know, approached this engagement with us, and we have also, you know, been quite frank that we are not coming in to really just be buddies and you know, cover each other and everything. We are saying to them, if we do anything wrong, if Nobuhle Mthembu, you know, acts in an ethical manner in whatsoever, they must be the first one to expose her and ensure the wrong that she's doing, because that's exactly what we are going to do. We are going to hold them accountable, and we expect that they must hold us on the same standard in the interest of our residents, and so that we do not lose sight of the work that is actually in front of us. So I'm quite confident that we'll drive this towards 2026, you know, without any issues. Of course, this will you know, need a lot of consultation. So we are going to take part in the political management committee. You know, that's a committee that really does the work in terms of managing various you know, interests and various you know, conflicts if there arises, contradictions before we go to council. Approves, you know, reports that that are going to council and so forth. So we will be playing a role there, so that we are able to find each other quickly there before we go to council and so forth. So I think we will be able to do it, and I'm hoping that you know, all the parties that we will be working with, we all have the same understanding that we are here to serve the residents and not to serve ourselves.
Mr. Ngubeni, I have a lot more questions to engage with you on. If you don't mind, can I take a quick break and come back with you just in a short while? I just have to take this break, but I would like to engage with you further. Is that okay with you?
No problem.
All right, we'll do that. And I'm very happy to take your calls, by the way. 086-000-959. I'm also looking forward to your voice notes on 063-688-0959. Well, thank you so much for staying with us. And I really also appreciate Funzi Ngubeni, Action SA Gauteng chairperson. Thank you so much, Ntate, for making time for us and for staying with us as I requested. Just another question I have for you with regards to your relationship with the ANC. As you said, you know, you cannot guarantee anything, but have you formalized this relationship? We were told by the ANC that one of the things that was sort of a sticking point, I'm not sure how sticking it was, but sort of a sticking point, was the nature of your collaboration. Whether it will be issue by issue or whether this is something that you're going to solidify as a proper coalition arrangement. Have you clarified that? Have you finalized that with the ANC yet?
Yeah, look, I mean, we have Pimelo, the agreement is as you have already outlined it. We are going to be dealing on issue by issue basis with them, and we have a set of motions, for example, that we had indicated that we will want to put them on the table. Mm-hmm. For the executive to consider. These are mostly your frontline type of you know, frontline services type of motions, which are going to really, if they are being considered and taken in, they will assist the city in a good way. I mean, I'll make an example with the one of them, which speaks to the infrastructure protection unit.
Okay.
Which is something that when I was MMC of transport, I championed, but unfortunately didn't go very far. Noticing, you know, the level of vandalism on the city infrastructure and lack of response, you know, from the law enforcement agency, we are of the view that we need a task team, whether it's in the JNPD or it's in entities themselves, they can decide, that can be able to work closely with law enforcement agencies to start really, stopping this vandalism that is happening. I was quite happy to hear that the premier as well, at the provincial level, it's also considering similar things, and you can imagine if there's a collaboration between the cities and the provincial government on protecting our infrastructure, it will really go a long way. So those are some of the things that we will be sitting down with them and solidifying on them, so that we can be able to see things happen. But if you ask whether do you have a document like your statement of intent at the GNU level, no, we do not have that. We want to also agree with the executive on their executive priorities, you know, which will then guide the vision for the city for the next 2 years. I know that they are going into a quota in the next week or so to discuss those things. We will be part of those discussions, making our input, and coming out of that Lokotla, then we'll have a vision that we can sign on, all of us, to say in the next 2 years this will be our priorities, and this is that are the service delivery issues that we'll be able to attend. You know, obviously we have to look at the past, we need to look at the budget to see how much can we how much can we use for this and that, so that we don't promise residents things that is a pie in the sky. We must be able to really say, for 2 years we are going to do these things. It must be measurable things that are budgeted for, and then we can be able to be judged based on that. So those are things that we think that we can be able to agree on, you know, put even a pen and paper, you know, so that we can be able to hold each other accountable. Yeah, that's right.
I mean, just judging from what the speaker said today, clearly, as we know, you know, as Action SA, you've been very concerned about the inner city, and she mentioned that again today, and you've just given us an example of the infrastructure protection unit motion that you would like to pursue. Is there any other that you want to highlight that may be quite an urgent one for you as Action SA?
Yeah, I mean, the inner city rejuvenation is quite important one that we really want to bring forward. Now, of course, there's other things that we will also put on the table, which we firstly want to discuss with the ANC and other partners before we can be able to communicate them out there.
Okay.
But there's quite a few of them that we have put together. We are going to the table with their coalition partner.
No, that's fair. Let's then discuss, since this is the nature of this relationship now, from what you've just said, what does that then mean for Tshwane, for Ekurhuleni? The impression we got, not necessarily from you, but from Gauteng ANC, was that they would like to review, even the president himself, what's happening at local government level, and they want to be able to consolidate their efforts. Are you then not having conversations about Tshwane, Ekurhuleni, and others?
No, absolutely. We are having those conversations. They've already started. In fact, in regards to Ekurhuleni, when last we met ANC, they asked us to give them some time to just work on few dynamics that are internal in nature. And we agreed that we'll give them that time. And we spoke about Tshwane, and Tshwane, it asked that said, please give us some time because we also wanted to engage our Senate and engage our. So the Senate deliberated on it and instructed us to go and engage with our structures.
Mm-hmm.
So we have already started engaging. Actually, today we had a meeting with our PEC, Provincial Executive Committee. We will be meeting with our structures in Tshwane next week and doing a few other things that will inform the decision that we will take in regards to Tshwane. So they are already movements in that regard, and we can only say watch this space.
Well, we certainly will. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you giving us your time. Action SA Gauteng Chairperson Funzi Ngubeni.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.